Good evening. This is Paige Estrotori coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online on this Sunday, October 12th, 2025. Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. Right off the bat, let's dive into the NSW, where one of the state's largest insurers, iCare, is feeling the heat. Around 9,400 workers' compensation claims could have been underpaid due to overlooked inflation adjustments. The State Insurance Regulatory Authority, or as we know it, CIRA, is leading the industry-wide review going back as far as October 2012. In response to these revelations, iCare is actively reviewing claims. They are also contacting affected workers and refining their processing methods. Remember, keep an eye out for any communication from iCare if you've had a workers' compensation claim with them in the past. Moving on to an issue that has become prominent in recent times, mental health. Australia's insurance industry is witnessing a surge in mental health-related total and permanent disability claims that now make up almost a third of all such claims. Amidst this uptick, the industry is reevaluating its offerings, carefully weighing customer service against the sustainability of support systems. It's noteworthy that $2.2 billion was paid out for retail mental health claims just last year. If you are an Australian consumer with insurance coverage, our advice to you is to review your policies and, if needed, seek professional financial consultation. Next, we shift our focus to the recent legal proceedings initiated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC. ASIC has taken legal action against Australian Super for not promptly processing nearly 7,000 death benefit claims, some of which have lingered for up to 4 years. The situation highlights another important reason for members of superannuation funds to stay informed about their funds' policies and reach out for assistance if they encounter similar troubles. In another legal face-off with ASIC, QBE Insurance has been accused of misleading over 500,000 customers with their promised discounts. This situation spans 5 years until September 2022, and highlights why it's important for consumers to routinely verify the benefits of their insurance deals. Despite the lawsuit, QBE has acknowledged its mistake and has begun making changes following an external review. Wrapping up, these stories illustrate the dynamic and sometimes challenging landscape of the Australian insurance industry. It's more crucial than ever to stay informed and claim the protections you are entitled to. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for joining me today on Financial Services Online's weekly insurance news wrap. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe and informed, Australia.